Namanda vatsa 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 namanda vats Let us join our hands in Gassho. Gassho o negai shimasu. In the larger sutra on the Buddha of Immeasurable Life, it is written, Bussetsu Muryōjikyō ni tokareteru. The Buddha said, Ananda, listen carefully. I shall now expound the Dharma. Ananda replied, Yes, I will. With joy in my heart, I wish to hear the Dharma. Butsu iwaku, Ananda, yoku kite. Ima kara shinjutsu no miyoshie o tokaremasu. Ananda, kotaete iwaku. Hai, kokoro no naka de yorokobi o mochinagara. Tadashi, shinjutsu no miyoshie o kikitai desu. To, namandabutsu. Thank you all for joining us this morning for our first service of the summer after we concluded our Dharma school year last Sunday. So, 皆さん、ようこそ。今日は夏の一番最初、初めのお参りです。ダーマスクールは今日、先週は今年のダーマスクールが終了しまして、今からはこういう夏のお参りです。So we'll be having services throughout the summer, and I hope you'll continue to join us. こういうふうにお参りが夏の間に続くので、ぜひご一緒にこういうふうにお参りしていただきたいと思います。Today we're wrapping up our series on the 10 disciples of the Buddha, the 10 major disciples of the Buddha. 今日は釈牟尼仏の十大弟子のシリーズが終了していただきたいと思います。So today we're talking about Ananda, and Ananda was the disciple who was revered for hearing and remembering. He was said to be first in hearing and remembering the teachings of the Buddha, or the sermons that were delivered by the Buddha. Ananda という仏弟子は、多聞第一というんですけど、多く聞く、多く、一番多く釈迦牟尼仏の見教えを聞いてよく覚えられたと言われています。
Ever since the time of the Buddha's enlightenment, he had many close attendants who took turns serving him, such as Shariputra and Mahamudgalayana, who we've spoken about at previous weeks.
釈迦牟尼仏が悟りを開いてから、いくつかのお弟子が祖母にいて、手伝うする、いつも祖母にいて手伝うする役を交代でやったことがあったんです。シャーリーホツも一人ですし、大目犬連、マハモガヤヤーナもその一人でございます。
So we could say that within those first 20 years after the Buddha attained enlightenment, he had no kind of permanent attendant who was serving him.
釈迦牟尼仏が悟りを開いてから最初の20年は一人の決まった必ずそばにいるという弟子はいなかったです。
However, at the time that the Buddha reached the age of 55, he said, I need to have somebody who's with me all the time. I'd like to haveA kind of a constant companion or attendant who could be there to assist me in spreading the Dharma.
そして釈迦牟尼仏が55歳になったら必ず誰かが一人がそばにいてこの仏法を広めることを手伝ってほしい人がいます。
So there were several bhikkhus who would be very honored. Several of the Buddha's disciples would have been honored to.Pursue this practice to attend to the Buddha in this way, and they raised their hands and said, Oh, let me do it. Please allow me to serve you in this capacity.
そして釈迦牟尼仏の仏弟子の仲間のうちに何人かが私がこういう仕事をしたい手を挙げた方がおられました。
However, the Buddha said, No, all of those who have raised their hands, I would like them to go out to the distant lands and spread the Dharma. Each of you has a place that is suitable for you to go on your own to teach the Dharma, so none of you will be accepted in this capacity.
しかし仏様はその手を挙げた方々をみんなが別のところに行って私の教えを伝わってほしいからあなたがこういう仕事はできないと仏様が答えました。
So, one of his, leading disciples, Mahamoggallayana, he understood the Buddha's feelings, as did Shariputra. These were the two main disciples, or the two closest disciples. His right and left-hand man were Shariputra and Mahamoggallayana, and they understood how the Buddha felt.
Sharihotsu to Daimokkenden のこの二人の尊者が最も釈牟尼仏と親しい方々でしたから、釈牟尼仏のお気持ちはよく分かってたんです。
And they said, Ananda, you are the one who is suitable to be the Buddha's attendant. You are the one who the Buddha wishes to have as his attendant.
そして、アナンダよ。あなたが釈迦様が求めてる。こういういつもそばに行って手伝いをする弟子であると言いました。
And initially, Ananda said, no thanks, I'll pass.
最初は、アナンダはこれは結構ですと言われました。
He said, I'm not suitable for having such a heavy responsibility.
そういう責任が重いから私がそれにかなわないと思います。
However, they persisted and said, No, Ananda, the Buddha himself believes that you are the one who is suitable for this.
しかし、シャリホツと大毛賢人が、いや、釈迦牟尼仏こそ、仏様こそがあなたが正しいと。あなたがこういう仕事にふさわしいと思っていますから、ぜひやってください。
So in the end, Ananda agreed, but he set out four conditions and another four conditions. So a total of eight conditions he set out before he would agree to this responsibility.
そして、Ananda が四つの条件とまた四つの条件合わせて8つの条件を出して、やっと、じゃあこれを、こういう条件ができたら、私は、できる限り、この仕事を頑張ってみたいと思います。
So the first four were things that he said he did not want to do, or things that he would prefer to not have.
そして最初の4つは、こういう4つのことを否定する。これは、やってほしくないとか、やりたくないと言いました。
First he said was, I would not receive any of the Buddha's clothing, whether it is new or used. I won't take any robes that have been given to the Buddha.
最初は仏様がもらった衣を私はもらいたくないと言いました。
Then he said, I will not accept any food that has been given to the Buddha as a donation.
そして仏様にあげた食べ物のお布施も私はそれをもらいたくないと言いました。いただきたくないと言いました。
He says, if the Buddha has been given a place to rest, a dwelling place, I don't want to stay in that place.
そして仏様がこういう宿とかをいただいたら私はそういうところに泊まりたくないと言いました。
And he said,If the Buddha is invited to a special occasion, for example, to give a Dharma talk, and then there will be food served, I would not like to join him. I would prefer not to go along.
そして仏様がこういうお説教をしてご馳走が出るときに一緒に行きたくないと言いました。
So why do you think he set out these four conditions?
じゃあなぜこの四つを最初に言いますでしょうか? What do you think? Any ideas?害があるんですか?
Because he didn't want any confusion about his intentions for serving the Buddha.
そしてこの仏様はなぜこういうお使いをすることにその目的というかやりたい理由を誤解してほしくなかったです。
He didn't want people saying, Oh, Ananda only serves the Buddha so that he can get all the nice donations that the Buddha receives. The good food, the nice dwellings. Because people would give the Buddha the very best that they had. They would give him very nice robes, very good food, very comfortable dwellings. And so the person who would attend the Buddha would logically get to enjoy that food, get to receive those extra clothes, and get to stay in comfortable dwellings. And Ananda said, "That's not my intention. I don't want anyone to be confused about why I'm doing this." からその仏様は最も美味しい食べ物を人にもらったり、最も綺麗な洋服とか楽な宿とかをもらえるから、もちろん仏様と一緒にいる弟子は同じようなものをもらえることができるけれども、アナンダはそういう目的でこの仕事をしないから、この目的じゃないでこの仕事をするから、それを誤解しないようにこの4つの条件を出します。 Then he set forth an additional four conditions. そしてまた4つの条件です。 And these are things that he wished to have happen, or that he wished to be. その4つのことはしてほしいこと、これはできるだけこれはあってほしいと思ったことです。So he said, if he personally, if someone invited Ananda to a meal, he would like to have permission to pass that invitation on to the Buddha, to have the Buddha go instead.
そして誰かがアナンダをこの食事を招待されたら、それは仏様が代わりにいてほしいと言いました。
Then he said, if people came from far away to ask him questions about the Dharma,He said he would like to refer those people to the Buddha, to have them talk to the Buddha instead.
そして遠いところから来て仏様に教えの意味について相談する人たちに、仏様アナンダに聞いたら、仏様に代わりに答えてもらいたいと言いました。
And he said that if Ananda said, if I personally have any questions about the meaning of the Buddha's teachings,I would like to be able to ask him anytime that I have questions to have them cleared up.
そしてアナンダ自身がもし教えのわからないところがあって、すぐに仏様に相談して明らかにしてほしいと言われました。
And finally, if the Buddha gave a Dharma talk when Ananda wasn't there with him, he asked permission to hear the Dharma talk repeated for himpersonally, at a later time.
そしてアナンダがいないときに仏様が身教えを説かれるなら、その後にアナンダが自身に聞けるように、また仏様がその教えを説かれるようにしてほしいと言いました。
So if, for example, the Buddha went to one of these dinners that Ananda didn't want to go to and gave a teaching,Then Ananda wanted to receive that teaching later after the Buddha came home.
そして仏様が例えばどこか行って説教をしてごちそうをもらったら、仏様が家に帰ったらまたこの教えを聞きたいと言いました。
So why do you think he set up these four conditions? Because he didn't want there to be any confusionthat he was sacrificing or serving the Buddha at the expense of his own path on the enlightenment. So he didn't want people to think that by serving this job, in this job of the Buddha's assistant, that he was giving up on his own path to awakening.
そして、アナンダがこういう最後の四つは、自分が仏様にこういうふうに手伝うんですけど、まだ自分が悟りを認めるのが一番大切なことです。
So this expresses the teaching that the most important thing in life is to seek the truth.
これは真実を求めるのは最も大切なことだと表しています。
So even though Ananda had a very important responsibility, we all have different important responsibilities in our lives, we still need to make time to hear the Dharma and pursue the teachings.
私たちみんな大切な責任があるんですけど、その中に仏様の真実である教えを求める時間を作った方が大切だと言われています。
So we may have to study for exams, we may have to do some work, we may have to do chores around the house. All of these things are very important, but we should also take time each day to reflect on the teachings of the Buddha.
そして、まあ、毎日の、まあ、学校の勉強があったり仕事があったり家の家事があっても必ず毎日仏様の御教えを聞いて考えることが大切だと言われています。
So the Buddha readily agreed to these conditions. He said, these things that Ananda says express his sincerity and his wish to serve me humbly and also to continue on his own path to awakening.
そして仏様が喜んで、アナンダはこういうふうに言ったら、私にいろいろ一生懸命手伝いながら悟りの道を求めるのがとても素晴らしいですから。
And so Ananda began to serve the Buddha and continued to serve him for the next 25 years of the Buddha's life, always with him, always hearing and carefully remembering the teachings, and also if he wasn't present when the Buddha gave a teaching, to later make sure that he heard that teaching.
そして25年間ずっと仏様の釈迦様のそばにいてこの教えを聞いてよく聞いてよく覚えてそしてもしアナンダがよくにそばにいない時に教えがあったら必ず後でそれを聞いたんです。
And so because Ananda listened so carefully and remembered so well, after the Buddha passed away, when it was time to record his teachings to set straightWhat he had actually said, it was Ananda who was called upon to recite the teachings, to for everyone to relay what had been taught by the Buddha.
そしてアナンダはこういうふうによく聞いてよく覚えたから、仏様が亡くなったら、入滅したら、その教えは何があったと確認する会議を開いて、その時にアナンダによって全部の教を決められています。
And these teachings that Ananda gave, that he relayed or repeated at this meeting, were collected in our sutras.
そしてこのまたアナンダがこの時に説かれた教えは私たちの今持っている教本があります。
So we have three very important sacred sutras that are said to have been relayed by Ananda at this time, at the time of that meeting.That are here in the Onaijin, in the central shrine area of our temple.
この Onaijin の中に3つの大切なこの中の教本があるんですね。
So they're right here in the center. You can see there are four scrolls on a rack here.
この立教台で4つの巻物のお経が置いてあるんですね。
So the first two, those are the larger sutra. It's so long, it's in two volumes.
そしてその最初の2つはこの右側の2つは大経というのは、まあ、2巻2つに分けて長いから2つに分けて作ってるんですけど。
Then we have the Contemplation Sutra is the second one from the left.
そしてこの左から2番目は勧行、勧無量寿経ですね。
And then the Amida Sutra, which is the very smallest one.
で最も小さいの、最も左の端っこにあるのは阿弥陀経という教えですね。
Of these three, the larger sutra, which is the teaching that tells us that the Nembutsu is the path, is our path to awakening, is considered by Shinran and by our school of Buddhism to be the most meaningful.
私たちの、この浄土真宗の宗派の中で大経、この右の端っこの2つの巻物が最も大切です。それは親鸞上人がこの中でお念仏の教えがいただけるから、お念仏の素晴らしさが大経の中に説かれているからですね。
So some of the sutras were spoken to other disciples with Ananda listening in.For example, the smaller sutra or the Amida sutra, that one was delivered to Shariputra, the first disciple on our list. But Ananda was there listening.
そしてこの Amida 経、最も左にあるのは、これはシャリホツ、私たちのリストの一人目に説かれたんですけど、アナンダがよくに聞いてたんです。
However, this larger sutra that is most important to us was delivered directly to Ananda.
しかしこの私たちにとって最も大切な大経というのはアナンダに直接に説かれていました。
And there's a very important reason for that. それは、大切な理由がありました。
It is said that in the Buddha's lifetime, Ananda himself never attained enlightenment.
アナンダという仏弟子が仏様の生きている間に悟りを開きませんでした。
It was not until after the Buddha passed into parinirvana that Ananda was able to realize perfect enlightenment.
で、シャカムニ仏が入滅をした後にアナンダが悟りを開かれたと言われています。
And it's precisely because Ananda hadn't attained enlightenment yet that the Buddha taught him the larger sutra and provided this Nembutsu teaching as a path to awakening.As a way to give him a way to become enlightened.
そしてアナンダはまだ悟りを開きませんでしたので、この念仏という教えを説かれました。
So the Nembutsu is a teaching for people like Ananda at that time and people like me right now who haven't attained enlightenment yet.
そしてこの念仏というのはその時のアナンダ、または今の私のまだ悟りを開いていないものですね。
So the Buddha specifically chose this teaching because it's a path for anyone, regardless of their capacity, regardless of their capabilities to attain enlightenment.
仏様がこの念仏の教えを選んだのは、誰でもどんなに優れた人とか、優れていない人にしても悟りを開くというのはお念仏ですね。
And so this Nembutsu has been passed down to us through these sutras,And for all those who have read these sutras and received the joy of the Nembutsu.
このお念仏というのはお経本の中に私たちに伝われて、そしてこのお念仏を喜ぶ方々から伝われてきたんですね。
So just as Ananda sat beside the Buddha and listened to his compassionate voice for 25 years, we can hear that compassionate voice of the Buddha anytime in the Nembutsu.
アナンダという仏弟子が25年間ずっと釈迦様の横にいて慈悲の声をずっと聞きながら生きてたんですけど私たち同じようにお念仏の中でこの優しい慈悲の声を私たちのところに届いているんですね。
So at this time I invite you to join me in hearing that voice of compassion that was heard by Ananda passed down in the sutrasAnd is now received by us, showing us our way to enlightenment.
そして今からご一緒にこのアナンダが聞いてお経本に残されて私たちに届いているお念仏の声をご一緒に聞きたいと思います。
We'll recite the words Namo Amida Butsu, which means I take refuge in the awakened one of immeasurable wisdom and compassion.
Namo Amida Butsu と。いう言葉を言って、無量の知恵と無量の慈悲の悟りを開いた者に帰依しますという意味ですね。
Please join me in 合唱。
合唱をお願いします。
ナモアミダブツ、ナモアミダブツ、ナモアミダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ。